I thought we had a good work day today, and tomorrow the players will have a day off, and we'll reconvene Saturday, obviously continue our preparation for this big game against New Orleans. Well, we're hoping, you know, since we're playing on Monday, that's why we want to give him Friday and hope it'll kind of feel the same to the guys. So I think it's going to work well. I really do.
Joe, you've got new faces at receiver and tight end. What does it say about Brian Hartline that he's still your leading receiver?
Yeah, he goes out here, goes out on the practice field every single day and works his butt off. And, you know, one of the things we, as we examined him, you know, and we made decisions, he wants to be a great football player and he wants to win. You know, those are two pretty good characteristics. And, you know, he catches the balls that are thrown to him. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Joe, throughout training camp, you guys talked about how Michael Agnew's blocking had improved. Are you still seeing that? And what else has he been doing? How has he been improved?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he got in, you know, even in the ball game the other day, there was a couple snaps in there where we thought he was, you know, showing good physicality. Some of his fundamentals are improving. You know, his pad level's getting better, his hand placement and those type of things. So he's clearly making strides in the run game.
The Sturgis is accuracy from seemingly everywhere, it seems. Does that shrink the field for you guys? And is there a spot in the field you feel like you can get to and you've got 3 points in the bank?
Well, obviously, you know, warm-up's important based on the field conditions, you know, where we're playing and the wind and those type of things. But I don't know if we think we got it in the bank, but he's obviously demonstrated a very good consistency level at this stage of the game after three games. And, yeah, I'm glad we have him, no question. Yeah, it takes work. Those guys are, you know, dedicated guys, and Brandon and John take their job very seriously. And Caleb, I think I've mentioned before, seems for a young player has a real high level of professionalism. And so they're detailed in their work, and, you know, they're very thorough in what they do. And so far the transition's been good.
As a veteran coach, do you find anything special about playing on Monday night when everybody's watching and everybody in the league is watching? Any special buzz?
I didn't know I was that veteran. I didn't know I was that old of a coach. But yeah, no, you know, it's good. You know, we're excited about it. There's no question about it. You know, it's fun, and you know, I think I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge, and yeah, it'll be good. I'm always optimistic, but, you know, we always take the full practice week, and we've got another very, very important practice on the field on Saturday, and we'll determine our play time from there.
Do you feel they look good today?
I think we'll see.
Can you talk a little bit about how every true nose in there, how that's kind of a trickle down effect, how that helps other players on the defense?
Well, you know, Paul's been a consistent performer. He knows the system well. He's a good technician, and he can move for a man. He's a big individual, but he has good lateral agility. He doesn't just stay in one spot. You know, you can slant him across the nose guard's face, and he can chase a play down laterally. So, you know, he's a good guy to have on the front. There's no question.
How is Marvin picked up the system in a short time he's been here?
Yeah, he seems to be picking things up well, and you know, he's going to need that. I think it's good that we have the extra day and the extra time with him. But so far, so good. Well, we preach to the guys all the time that, you know, you're this close to getting into the ball game, and we dress 46 guys, and we tell them straight up that we're expecting everybody to contribute in some form or fashion in whatever role. We're not always sure how much play time a particular player is going to get. So, yeah, it speaks to their preparation and their, you know, readiness to step in and contribute. So we're happy to see those guys contribute. They did a nice job. Yeah, they did a good job.
Joe, the biggest difference between the Saints of 2011 and last year, Sean Payton wasn't there, and now Sean Payton's back, and they seem to be right back to where they were. Does that say something about the importance of the head coach, or does it say something about Sean?
Yeah, well, I mean, Sean's done an outstanding job there. There's no question about it, and he's got a very, very good staff. Some guys have been with him for a long time, and, you know, and they're playing very well, so it speaks highly to him, certainly.
Joe, Marcus Spickman has good kickoff return numbers again. Are there rules on when he can bring it out, or is it totally up to him? Like, does he have to, you know, touchpad, you can't bring it out?
Not necessarily. I mean, some of it's related to the hang time, you know, and obviously he doesn't sit there, he doesn't have a stopwatch, but, you know, he has a sense if, you know, it's a line drive kick that hasn't been in the air very long, he might be deep, and, you know, we feel like we have a return, it's a, you know, a viable option to get going, he can get going quick. And we certainly, you know, we don't have necessarily anything hard and fast. There may be situations in a game where it's hard and fast, but overall, you know, we wouldn't say there is any.
Coach, can you talk about the job that Dan Campbell has done with the tight ends, being a young group?
Well, you know, Dan's done a very good job. You know, Charles Clay's made a nice contribution. Mike Agnew's in his second year, and he's certainly developing, improving. And, you know, Deion Sims, as a rookie, is you know, coming along as well. So Dan does a real nice job, very thorough and professional with those guys. It's been good.
You know, Dan actually played with the Saints and Tom Bastion. Did he offer any insight?
I don't want to say Dan took a couple too many hits to the head or anything, but we haven't talked much about that.
You are a Seinfeld fan.
Yeah. Trying to remember that one, the Bizarro one. It's not in the top 10. No, that's private. I can't be telling that. That's competitive advantage. No, Mr. Opposite, the whatever that one is.
That's Bizarro episode.
Oh, that is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's numero uno then. There it is.
Who would be Bizarro Philbin?
Yeah, that is a good question.
We'll take one or two more.
Yeah, that's really deteriorating here, but keep going.
There was a point to that, and the point is I've covered this Dolphins team before you got here.
Okay.
And you guys are kind of the complete opposite of the teams that I've seen before, where you're statistically good and then you don't finish games in the fourth quarter. Now you seem to be finishing games in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Not really that statistically good.
Right, that's true.
What is the difference?
Yeah, I think I've said, you know, the guys are hungry. The guys are, I think the staff's done a good job preparing these guys. And we've got into a couple situations in games where we have no other alternative, you know, and we're, whatever the stats were, which I agree with you, on paper, we're not a, you know, overly imposing football team. But our guys have hung tough. They've been resilient. And they've stuck together. And they've made plays when they've had to, you know, and that's an encouraging sign. It's a hard thing to quantify. You can't really find it on a piece of paper, but that's a good trait to have.